What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take this morning's look, shall we? Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The National Association of Nurses of Panama, the ANEP, held a press conference on Wednesday in which it raised a series of irregularities in the public health system and requested remuneration for shifts and payments for working hours. The same patients have come out to demonstrate. Medicines and supplies are required to provide better care to patients, said Alidia Espinosa, president of the ANEP. Espinosa asked the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, the director of the Social Security Fund, the CSS, Enrique Lau Cortez, and the Minister of Economy and Finance, Hector Alexander, a dialogue table so that they can listen to the demands and the disagreements that nurses maintain in the country. Among the claims is the breach of the salary agreement signed between the ANEP and that in 8 years of negotiation are still not fully complied with. In addition, the nurses want a 30-hour weekly workday to be granted. Currently it is 40 hours, and this has been given to other health unions. At the press conference, the ANEP denounced that some CSS authorities have applied disciplinary measures without due process, where they have suspended the nurses and asked that the right to defence of these colleagues be guaranteed, whose cases are still pending at the board of directors level. The nurses declared themselves vigilant and on alert, awaiting a response from the Ministry of Health and the Social Security authorities. The indigenous people of Panama demanded this Wednesday that the government of Laurentino Cortizo respect the agreement agreed this week to advance infrastructure projects in the Nagabe Boogli region, and asked that it not remain dead letters or they will protest again. We demand that this agreement that was made in a few days as a result of the protests be respected, that they do not do it through politics because in a few months it will end. And to get out of trouble, they want to compromise, said the president of the National Coordinator of Indigenous Peoples of Panama, Marcelo Guerra. The Nagabe Boogli indigenous groups put an end last Tuesday to a protest that blocked the Inter-American Highway for almost a day, which crosses all of Panama and connects the country with Central America. After agreeing with the government an investment of up to $150 million in construction projects, infrastructure in their territories. Guerra explained that these agreements often remain dead letters and recalled that the Nagabe Boogli indigenous protested because the Panamanian government violated the agreements already agreed upon long ago. The indigenous leader announced to EFE that if they do not comply with the $1 million pact agreed yesterday, well, they will protest again without giving further details. And retirees and pensioners from the Azuera region closed the Inter-American Highway in the Devisa sector on Wednesday, causing a huge roadblock in both directions since morning. The demonstrators demanded that the government pay Christmas bonuses and increase pensions. Hundreds of drivers expressed their discomfort over the situation on social networks since they have been trapped for hours by the closure. Well, around 4:30 p.m. it was reported that passage was only allowed in the direction of the province of Chiriquí. After 8 hours of closing, retirees and pensioners opened the Inter-American Highway in both directions. Claudio Escalona, leader of the retirees and pensions of the province of Los Santos, said that no one from the government gave them an answer, but they decided to open the road to avoid a confrontation with the crowd control agents of the national police. We fulfilled the task and now we hope to have a prompt response from the executive so that our pensions are increased and the Christmas bonus is considered for us, he stressed. Retirees from Herrera, Los Santos, Coclé and Veraguas closed the important road from 9 in the morning, causing huge traffic jams in both directions. The proposal to include a fifth ballot in the 2024 general elections with the purpose of having citizens vote for or against calling a constituent. It could die in its cradle. Well, the initiative was presented on Tuesday at the Citizen Participation Directorate of the National Assembly by the pro-Quinta Bayo Eta movement and Cuidanos Unidos por la Constituyente, whose promoters include lawyer and Professor Miguel Antonio Bernal. The movement proposes that in the elections of the 5th of May of next year, a fifth ballot be included where citizens are asked, do you want a political constitution through a national constituent assembly, and once approved it is submitted to a national referendum. Well, in addition, it details that the process of winning the yes would be like, well, it establishes that the president-elect, within 5 business days of taking office, must designate 3 jurists with a recognised academic career in constitutional law, and from a list of 10 people selected by the official universities, so that within 6 days following the draft constitution, that will serve as a study, consideration and discussion of the constituents. It also adds that the academics will act with the support of the state through the Ministry of the Presidency, which must provide them with the technical facilities once the document is finished. The President must deliver it to the Constituent Assembly on the first day of sessions. However, the initiative would not have a future in the legislature. First, it must pass the preliminary stage, meeting the requirements of a bill. Then it must be sent to the government commission, headed by PRD Deputy Leandro Avila. And precisely this medium, this is Le Prensa, consulted Deputy Avila about the feasibility of this proposal, and he answered the following. I do not see any feasibility. The plenary session of the National Assembly approved on Wednesday to summon the Minister of Public Works, Rafael Sabonge, to answer a questionnaire of at least 25 questions on the situation of the national road network. The situation of traffic congestion towards West Panama, the rainwater bombs in the city of Colón, the progress of the 4th bridge over the Panama Canal, and the change of route of Line 3 of the Metro are among the questions that Sabonge must answer. Also, he must answer about the road projects from 2019 to date that have been completed and how many have not been completed at the national level. Likewise, questions were prepared regarding the criteria for the selection of suppliers, the projects that are in execution, those that are to be done, and the infrastructure maintenance plan at the national level are also in the questionnaire. The National Secretariat of Energy announced on Wednesday the new fuel prices, which will be enforced between this coming Friday, the 11th, and Friday, the 25th of August. According to the price table, 95-octane gasoline will sell for $1.18 per litre, or $4.47 per gallon, while 91-octane gasoline will be priced at $1.09 per litre, that's $4.12 per gallon. Regular low-sulphur diesel, it is reported that the cost per litre will be $1.01, or $3.84 per gallon. The increase with respect to previous prices is about 5 cents for gasoline. These ceiling prices only apply in the cities of Panama and Colón. For the rest of the country, the increase may be greater due to the transportation of the fuel. A report from the EFE agency highlights that the price of Texas oil, WTI crude, that rose by 1.78% on Wednesday. The cost of the barrel closed at $84.40, the highest since November of 2022. It is, by the way, important, of course, to note that currently 91-octane gasoline and diesel have a fixed price of $3.25 per gallon. The state assumes the cost difference before the supplying companies. The subsidy for these fuels will be in force until Monday, the 14th of August, and it's important to highlight that 95-octane gasoline was excluded, of course, from the subsidy on the 22nd of April and is currently sold at a regular price. That's it then. There's our look. Those are some of the items here in the local news in the Republic of Panama compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.